It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning and got a bag of baby wipes ready.
Why?
Because I suspect things are going to get messy.
Yeah. They do have baby wipes over there.
Brooke, how messy is it?
Four wipes.
Okay. Ew. It's good. These ones have aloe and chamomile inside of them,
lovely.
So you'll be
Can
extra
I go
clean.
Six?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead.
Take
that
as many as you need because it's time for What's on Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Starting with Messy Brooke, what's on your mind?
I did create a mess, and I owe an apology to someone in this room.
In the room?
Yeah, and I can't stop thinking about it. And Jose, I'm so sorry.
What?
Uh-oh, what happened?
I was trying to be helpful because you were having a conversation with our producer the other day after we did the Olympics, right? About how out of shape you were.
I know what's coming.
And so I sent him the app that I like to use for my home workouts because it's free.
Okay.
But it was an unsolicited thing. I was like,
and this was
hours
later, by the way. This is after
work. And I honestly was like, I actually think Jose would enjoy this. Like, it's a hot lady. You know, what could you go wrong?
Yeah.
And all he wrote back is, tell me I'm fat without telling me I'm fat. Then I frantically tried to be like, no, that's not it. And all he writes back after that was, sorry, I was playing Fortnite.
Yeah. I come back, there's like 10 messages. He's like, I was kidding. You know, I don't think that, buddy. I love you. Like, it's something I just thought, and all this stuff, and I'm just like, no, sorry, dude. I was playing Fortnite.
But I still feel terrible. Like, I thought about it later that day. Mm-hmm. I thought about it the next day.
It's like buying someone a scale.
Yeah.
Without saying anything, you're just like,
look. Do you think
Jose's
really going to do an at-home workout, Brooke?
Well, he might.
I may start walking and things, which we were talking about before work. So she sent me, and it looks like it would be great
for me. I'm sorry.
Well, as an apology, she would like to buy you a pair of Skechers shape-ups that you can wear on your walks if you ever want to take
them. I'm really sorry. I truly feel bad.
I was not deeply offended.
Well, Jose, we want to know what's been on your mind.
I don't think I want to know.
Well, I got the worst text of my life from my friend Brooke the other day. No, I'm kidding.
What's going on?
Okay, so you guys all know the old trick. Like, if you have a puppy, girls just pay attention.
Yes.
Like,
you
can go anywhere, do anything. It's like puppy.
For sure.
So everybody knows I can't take care of a dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I accidentally found the next best thing.
Uh-oh.
A plant.
Oh my God.
I bought
for the first time a large live living plant and put it in my living room. And because I was so proud and excited, I posted a pic of it on a group on Facebook called Plant Life.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So now you're in a Facebook group for your one plant that you own.
I'm a plant dad instantly, right?
Right?
Okay. So the post itself has almost 3,000 likes.
Wow.
Right away, people loved it. And I started to get hit on.
Nice.
By
plant ladies.
A lot. One girl's like, hey, plant daddy.
Oh, okay.
Never heard that one.
I know you're new to this group, but we usually post our pics shirtless and in our boxers only.
Oh, dang.
So take this pic again and repost it, cutie.
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and that got a bunch of likes.
That's
from
awesome.
Another girl. So now my challenge is, I have to keep it alive.
Yeah, how's
because
it doing?
Because if it dies, it's doing fine so far, but it's been literally 1 week. I have an app that just buzzed before we started talking on air that said I have to water it when I get home.
Okay, you're going to forget by that time.
App help keeping track, so. Okay.
You know not to overwater it or anything, right?
I've heard. So this is
says
the
woman
part.
Who just killed 8 of her plants.
Oh, that's how she knows.
I do kill a lot of plants.
Well, wish me luck, everybody.
All right, well, congratulations on your new fatherhood to the plant.
Plant daddy.
Social media coordinator Alexis, what have you been thinking about lately?
So at the coffee shop I work at, there's been an ex-professional baseball player coming in lately.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And I get very excited when he comes in, you guys. And like, he's pretty cute, a little older.
Okay. He's a hot athlete.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know he has money.
Yes. So the other day he was sitting down doing a job interview, like different interviews on Zoom while he was in the coffee shop. So I'm like walking around to go get dishes, which is not cute at all. So I was like trying to make it cute. So I was kind of like zoning out and I tripped over his laptop cord that he had out.
No.
And I didn't know that his laptop had to be plugged into work.
Okay, how much money does he have? Because it's not sounding like a lot. He's in a coffee shop doing a Zoom interview.
Yeah.
No, he does. But yeah, so he exited out of his call in the middle of it. And I felt terrible. And he didn't say anything to me about it.
Uh-oh.
And then on his way out, mind you, I've met him multiple times. On his way out, he asked what my name is again. Because he can't remember.
Oh, when you think you, like, just impacted him.
Yeah, it just, like, kicked me while I'm down. I embarrassed myself and he doesn't even remember me ever.
Aww.
And so, you know, I saw hope for a little bit, but I don't know, guys.
So what's going to be the new strategy?
I need one. I need help.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Okay.
Hopefully he comes back, first of all.
Okay. I've called you, Heather.
This interview. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, what's on your mind?
You guys already know this, but the listeners aren't aware yet. Last week, I was miffed because some jackhole decided to get rid of the chocolate muffins in our break room fridge.
And people in the office were talking about it, too, after the break.
Someone texted this week and asked if Jeffrey had been in a mood. I go, yeah, because the chocolate muffins are gone.
Yeah. Been a little sassy.
Yeah. And then they replaced them with chocolate lava cakes. Yeah. So I went on a little bit of a rant.
You started a petition in the break room.
Yeah. I did. I started a petition called the BBM Movement, mm-hmm. Bring Back Muffins, mm-hmm. because everybody knows muffins very cool for breakfast. Uh-huh. Decadent desserts. Not cool.
Okay.
Borderline psychotic, in fact.
Accepted.
But so the next day, after my rant, I come into work, go in the break room. What do I see? Chocolate muffins back in the fridge.
Yes.
No way.
You guys didn't notice this?
We don't eat them.
Small victory for the little guy.
Okay.
And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners who texted in their support and who wrote in, like on our Instagram page, their support for the BBM movement.
You're saying one person can, in fact, make a change in the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm that person. I'm the voice that demands to be heard. And when I speak, people listen.
That's not.
So I'm thinking, what else? What else do I want to see in the break room
now? Don't
get
greedy,
Jeff. The break room is your new mission.
It is. And I'm thinking I'm going to go big. I've never seen this in the break room before, but those fancy cookies, Milano's.
Oh, those are so good.
Yes.
Pepperidge Farm or
Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies. I want the mint flavored ones.
The mint ones are the best.
Or maybe a custom omelet station
with
a chef.
Oh, okay. There we go.
You do
I
you.
Bounce house.
Okay, what else? Jose, stripper pole?
I'm down.
Stripper?
Well,
yeah.
we're
trying to make this
Brooke.
Place fun. I know you want more quinoa bars in there, but let's make this place a fun place to work
Come
at.
Come on, Brooke. We'll have all kinds of strippers,
I think we've lost reality.
So now that I've said it, it's
going
to start happening. We'll see what happens when we come into work tomorrow.
Oh,
what
new
is going to be in the break room?
I want an avocado in my omelet. Yeah.
It's possible.
Next to a naked woman.
Yeah.
Text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.